Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jasmine from Boston, Mass.
Hey, Jasmine, how are things in Boston?
It's pretty much covered in a fog of weed smoke for the past month.
Oh, I imagine, yeah, because you just made pot legal in Massachusetts.
Wait, recreational legal or medicinal legal?
Well, what I understand is that it's now legal to possess it, but there's nowhere to buy it legally.
Not yet. Got to rely on the good old black market for now.
I understand. Well, Jasmine, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
I sure am.
Here is your first limerick.
Got no help from the pills that you took? Let the bibliotherapist look. Your recovery quickens with pages of Dickens. I'm prescribing some rest, and they...
All right, give me the rhyming words one more time.
So it rhymes with took, and it rhymes with look.
A book.
A book, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Book doctors or bibliotherapists charge a fee for their consultations, and just like psychologists or chiropractors, they pretend they're real doctors.
Hey, see, this is why those guys want to get rid of that Obamacare, stuff like this.
Useful.
It's a slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
If they get rid of Obamacare, this is all we're going to have left.
Is books. Yeah.
I'm sorry you have cancer. Enjoy this new Jack Reacher novel. That's basically all they're going to have for
you. Wow. It's a quick read, and for you, that's a good thing.
Exactly. Here is your next limerick.
All people we know play it sloppily. That board game of real estate property. We'll give you the tools to dispute made-up rules. Our hotline ends fights in...
Monopoly.
Yes, Monopoly.
She's got a
roll
down.
Our favorite story for the holidays. Hasbro, makers of Monopoly, have set up a special hotline to help settle fights over the game between Christmas and New Year's. The record, just so you know, the official record for going from, hey, it's a new Monopoly set, to I want a divorce, is 4 minutes. Operators will be standing by with rule books and answers to common questions like, how the hell do I make this game end?
So do you think this is actually seasonal work?
It's seasonal work for now, because a lot of people are going to get new Monopoly sets.
Maybe the same people that do the Butterball hotline.
What?
Switch
just
over. Segue over.
What's the Butterball hotline?
And now they'll be employed for 30 days.
What's the Butterball hotline? Brian, it's an 800 number you can call.
For like big girls?
No.
Let him finish.
No, wait a minute. Amy. Stop. Yes, Brian, that's what it is. I encourage you.
Call that 800
You call them
number.
Up and let them know.
You know that's a thing.
Oh, I know, Brian. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That is
all right,
absolutely awesome.
We are moving on. Jasmine, here is your last limerick.
When garlic is too strong to eat, I will let shoes and socks have a treat. The oils seep in through the pores of my skin. I can taste through the soles of my...
Feet.
Yes, feet. As the old saying goes, the feet are the window to your mouth. And crazy it may sound, it turns out you can taste garlic through your feet. It works like this, according to the American Chemical Society. They put this out. You put a piece of raw garlic in a garbage bag, you put your bare feet in the bag, and you wait about an hour, and you will start to taste the garlic in your mouth.
This is from the file of how did they discover that?
Well, it turns out that garlic has this special chemical that is porous to the skin, and it takes about an hour for it to get from your feet up to your brain.
Yeah, but you know what? I heard that's like waterboarding for vampires, bro.
Yeah, it is.
One thing we didn't tell you, Count, is that your shoes are filled with garlic.
Oh. I'll tell you where you found. I'll tell you where it is.
Do you smell what I smell? Anywho.
No, go ahead, yeah. That's true, though. That's how they get information out of vampires.
I'm sure. Bill, how did Jasmine do in our quiz?
She did great. 3-0.
Congratulations, Jasmine. Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks, Frank.
Garlic breath, one kiss from you's the kiss of death. Keep yourself at home alone if you've got garlic breath.